Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Mark Kester is a play-by-play man for ESPN. Calls NBA games. Sadly, there's no NBA games going on right now, but that means we got some time to chat with Mark, and he joins us now. Mark, what's going on, man? How you holding up?
Jason, John, I'm holding up okay. Yeah, you're right. No NBA games, so I'm kind of moot at this point, which is not a good feeling. But still have a job and still doing some other stuff, but certainly not the thing I love doing most.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, for you, this is, I mean, you know, it's April the 3rd, so like you're rounding, you know, you're coming around the end, I guess, to the regular season, you're gearing up for playoffs. How much of a system shock for you has all of this been as someone who, you know, he's been around the league as long as you have? Now you have nothing but time on your hands.
Well, for my schedule, where we cross, yeah, right, into football, basketball, baseball, and then right back into football, there's a calendar that I've kind of fallen into the last 4 or 5 years. And ironically, right around the time of the NCAA tournament is usually when we're backing off our NBA broadcast nationally and maybe doing one a week on a Wednesday. And so for the first 2 weeks that we were shut down, I was only on the schedule to do one game. So this was going to be kind of a slow point for me anyway, but I'm always watching League Pass during NBA season, always looking at the handful of teams that are on my schedule that I'm keeping an eye on what they're up to. So there's always something to prep for, you know, whether it's the NFL draft or, you know, an upcoming Grizzlies game, or maybe even I know the first game of my college football schedule and I could start paying attention to spring ball. So to have that completely wiped out, yeah, has been a complete shock to the system on a lower level, of course, just talking from a sports perspective and not what's going on, you know, in the world right now. But for someone like us, you know, who play in the candy store I like to stay, or the toy store, it's a very, very odd feeling to not be doing what I'm usually doing.
We've all had sort of had extensive time to turn it over in our minds, Mark. Is this idea that maybe you can put a bubble together, tunnel, whatever you want to call it, in Vegas, and get this thing back going, the NBA, how realistic do you think it is?
Well, I think, you know, of all the ideas that we've heard, if that, you know, the easiest way to get it done, the safest way to get it done, then I'm all on board with it. But you're right, there's so much that's going to have to go into it, from, you know, waiting for the all clear for smaller crowds, you know, the 50 to 100 to 200, where even if it's no fans, you can have basketball players and coaches and strength coaches all together, broadcasters. You know, Vegas fits that bill for hotel space, and we've done it with the Summer League, so the infrastructure's there. But then I think on the other end, like, if you're a Las Vegas or a Louisville, Kentucky, or wherever, you know, a site that, you know, you may feel comfortable in, do those people want all of us coming into their town, you know, from that side of it? But if that's the way to salvage a season, for me, if I'm thinking July 1 to August 31st, just to throw out an arbitrary, you know, 8 weeks out there, then I'm all for it. And it sounds like, you know, that could be a very good idea.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we know just, I mean, the financial implications at stake, right? I mean, that's going to, I mean, if there is, when you sit down and you think about the world, Mark, and what it might look like, I mean, are you expecting internally to be calling football games? I mean, how have you sort of, I mean, can you think that far ahead? Where are you?
I'm looking at middle April, and then you realize in about a week or so, yeah, that's not going to happen. So maybe May, maybe Memorial Day, maybe June, and then you realize that's like 3 months. And now I have this July 1st date in my head, and I'm not even feeling great about that anymore, and especially when it comes to college sports. My daughter is a senior in college, and she's finishing up her degree from home with online courses like just about, you know, every other student in the country right now. And, to you know, if we're not even putting college kids together to live on campus or even go to class on campus, I mean, we can't even think about, you know, from a sports perspective, how that's going to work and look. And, you know, I would feel confident about an NFL season starting on September, whatever that first Sunday is after Labor Day. But who knows what we're going to, you know, what this is going to look like in a couple of months. And then even if we get ahead of the curve and we start hitting, you know, heading downhill, and now we've got some advances in medicine, and, you know, we're not going to have probably a true vaccine for at least a year plus. But let's say, you know, you can at least treat it better in a month or two from now, you know, it's still a matter of, you know, safety for, I'll call them medium-sized groups, especially football, professional football, where you're talking in the hundreds of each team. And you know, for me as a broadcaster and for all of us as fans, the games are great and it's what we need, but there's also the aspect of the crowd and being a part of that crowd, as a broadcaster, feeding energy off that crowd, as a player, I'm sure, feeding energy as well. And so getting the games is part one, and then, but when will there be fans in the stands is part two to all that.
And I'm going to ask you to speculate here, obviously, but that's all we can do, right? That's all we have time to do is speculate. Of the sports that we all know and love in America, right, whether that's baseball, pro basketball, pro football, college football, college basketball, which of those do you think has the toughest road to recovery and return?
As far as just to be safe to play?
Logistically and everything like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, to me, I'd say college football, if I'm looking at the calendar, just because of what it would take to get ready, and these are also 18 to 22-year-old, you know, young men who need to, you know, practice before we even play. And so the whole infrastructure of the college side, you know, I hadn't even considered it until Kirk Herbstreit's thoughts came out, and I'm like, you know what? He might have a point there on college football. Yeah, that would be number one for me, but I would think just intrinsically, by sport, you would think basketball because there is, you know, there's no headgear.
Hey, Mark, man, we appreciate the time. Thanks for the time, as always, and stay safe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.